This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Deaths from COVID-19 remain at record levels in Colorado, though other pandemic measures are improving gradually. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Colorado averaged more than 55 deaths per day in early December, way above the highest levels seen in the spring. But the seven-day rate of positive tests is back below double digits. Hospitalizations dropped again from the day before and are down 375 since the start of the month. A quarter of hospitals anticipate a staffing shortage within the next week. Still a high percentage, but better than a few weeks ago. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The first Coloradan to receive the just-arrived coronavirus vaccination is a respiratory therapist at UC Health Medical Center of the Rockies. Kevin Londrigan has underlying health conditions and spends 95% of his days working with COVID-19 patients, something he says has been emotionally exhausting. But the vaccine he got at UC Health Poudre Valley Hospital in Fort Collins gives him hope.
I feel it's the light at the end of the tunnel. We're still going to have to wear masks and do social distancing. The vaccine isn't the end of it, but it is the light at the end of the tunnel.
More healthcare workers will receive the vaccine today. The Denver Art Museum has opened a new exhibit featuring Colorado Springs artist Senga Nagudi. The show explores Nagudi's blend of sculpture and performance art over her 40-year career. The show, called Topologies, runs through April 11th. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.